With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. Heavy rainfall over the last 2 days has caused numerous problems across much of Montana. A fatal car accident on Interstate 90 today is being blamed in part on the wet roadway, and the Montana Standard is reporting that Granite County expects to declare a state of emergency due to flooding along Flint Creek near Phillipsburg tonight. In the Bitterroot Valley, the Ravalli County Sheriff's Office reported flooding of several creeks, causing the closure of nearby roads due to high water and erosion. The Sheriff's Office says significant flooding is possible for the remainder of the week, with the Bitterroot River expected to peak at levels close to flood stage tomorrow. Sandbags are being distributed to Ravalli County residents in Victor, Stevensville, and Corvallis. Granite and Ravalli counties are under a flood warning until 10 p.m. The National Weather Service says there are some evacuations along Fredberg and Boulder Creeks. Bob Nestor with the National Weather Service in Missoula says people should not drive through standing water on roadways.
Our motto is turn around, don't drown.
Affordable housing is becoming increasingly hard to find in Whitefish, according to a needs assessment commissioned by the Whitefish Chamber of Commerce last year. Now the chamber is developing an affordable workforce housing plan to identify what's needed and ensure it gets built. The chamber is hosting an open house tomorrow to discuss housing needs, strategies for addressing them, and to hear feedback from local residents about what the city's priorities should be. The open house runs from 5 to 7 p.m. tomorrow at the new City Hall building on 2nd Avenue and Baker Street in Whitefish. Stay tuned for more Montana news coming up in about 30 minutes. I'm Eric Whitney, Montana Public Radio.
With Montana News, I'm Rachel Kramer. Even before President Trump opted out of the Paris Climate Agreement, the city of Whitefish was developing its own climate action plan. Nikki Willett has this preview of an open house about that plan coming up tomorrow.
The Whitefish Climate Action Planning Committee started meeting this past January to draft a set of cost-saving and energy use goals and strategies for the city, local schools, and the community. They're holding an open house to answer questions and hear what local residents think is important. Rachel Sussman is the city's sustainability coordinator. She says the eventual draft plan, which the committee hopes to finish this August, goes beyond climate considerations.
There's a financial component that's always present when you're talking about energy and energy use. And then there's also kind of a public health component. If you have healthy buildings, people that work in there are healthier.
The plan will address 9 areas, including transportation, water conservation, and energy use, and set goals and recommendations for improving efficiency and cutting costs. Those goals will be based on an energy audit Sussman conducted last year. The committee is looking to cities like Missoula, Helena, Bozeman, and Red Lodge, which have adopted similar plans. Sussman says some of the goals could be as simple as resealing windows to cut down on heating bills or as complicated as finding green sources of energy for the city's water treatment plant. The open house will give local residents a chance to weigh in on what they think the plan should cover.
There's so many ways in which this benefits everybody to have as many people involved as possible and to make this as robust a plan as possible.
Wednesday's open house will run from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. at the new Whitefish City Hall building on the corner of 2nd Street and Baker Avenue. The committee chairman will deliver a brief overview about the committee at 7. More information is on our website, mtpr.org. I'm Nikki Willett, Montana Public Radio.
With Montana News, I'm Matt Blois. Heavy rainfall over the last 2 days has caused numerous problems across much of Montana, and Granite and Ravalli counties are under a flood watch until 10 p.m. The Montana Standard is reporting that Granite County has declared a state of emergency due to flooding near Phillipsburg, and that close to 1,000 people in Granite County have lost power. In the Bitterroot Valley, the Ravalli County Sheriff's Office reported flooding of several creeks, causing the closure of nearby roads due to high water and erosion. The Sheriff's Office said significant flooding is possible for the remainder of the week, with the Bitterroot River expected to peak at levels close to flood stage tomorrow. Sandbags are being distributed to Ravalli County residents in Victor, Stevensville, and Corvallis. The University of Montana is making another round of early retirement offers, this time to younger faculty members. The university originally offered half a year's salary to some faculty 65 and older if they retired early, but not enough accepted, and the university still needs to cut costs. UM spokeswoman Paula Short said Tuesday the new offers will go to a group of faculty members ages 60 to 64. The university has the authority to spend up to $2 million on early retirement offers in order to cut faculty expenses by $4 million a year, beginning with the 2018-2019 school year. Short says the second offers will include the option of keeping their health insurance, with the premium cost coming from the salary incentive included in the offer. The State Board of Regents has directed the university to reduce its staffing budget due to enrollment declines. The Veterans Health Administration is holding an open house at the Fort Harrison VA Hospital in Helena tomorrow evening from 5:30 to 7 p.m. Mike Garcia is a spokesman for Montana's VA health system.
Senior leaders will be there to answer questions and engage with veterans one-on-one, but really it's about the other VA staff and other service representatives that are there that can solve the specific issue or provide the specific information that the veteran might need.
That includes people who need help with benefit claims, eligibility and enrollment, and pain management. Garcia says people interested in jobs at the VA or volunteering can find information too. The VA open house at Fort Harrison happens tomorrow night from 5:30 to 7 p.m. I'm Matt Blois, Montana Public Radio. For more Montana news, you can visit our website, mtpr.org. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter at MT Public Radio.